This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey, folks. Vince the Evil DM. Time to reactivate the Evil DM podcast here on anchor.fm/TheEvilDM or The Evil Dungeon Master. I forget what the URL is half the time, but I am starting the podcast back up again because I really do enjoy doing podcasting, and I have had quite some many people, is that right wording? Quite so many people, a few people here and there kind of message me here on Facebook or Discord or on Twitter or wherever asking me, you know, what's going on, man? You doing any more podcasts or what about podcasts? So yeah, I really don't know what the future holds for me for podcasting, but I do have my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheEvilDM. You can go there directly, and I still talk about old school gaming there entirely. I talk about AD&D, Star Wars D6, Heroes Unlimited, Palladium games, which are a lot of fun to me. I really talk about games that really interest me, and I have fun doing them. I like to do videos exploring them and teaching people the game from the ground up, like, you know, DC Heroes. Not a lot of people cover that on YouTube, and that's a great game from the 80s and 90s, and people should realize that. So I did 20-something videos on that and Batman the role-playing game all combined into one on my YouTube list, just showing people how the game works and just trying to get people generally excited about it and play the game. So that's really my goal for anything that I ever do. Now, I've had some problems recently in recording videos ever since XSplit updated for me, and my audio was all choppy, and I was having problems doing a lot of stuff. I was only able to stream onto Twitch, which I do quite often. I play survival horror games, things like that. Twitch.tv/SupremeChancellorX. I kind of keep that a little bit separate from my gaming stuff because that's more of a video game thing, and it didn't really fit right with the Evil DM there, so I kind of changed that name. But I do talk about some gaming stuff on there every once in a while, but most of the time it's just streaming some games and having fun with friends, and that's what life is really all about. So I did have some YouTube woes, so the videos have restarted again, and I'm getting closer to 1,000 subscribers, which is not an easy feat. When I started this channel, well, I should say the YouTube channel, seriously, about 2 years ago, I was doing Let's Plays, which is a very hard thing to break into unless you're absolutely extremely, extremely entertaining. You're not going to get a lot of views. And even if you are extremely entertaining, you're still not going to get a lot of views when you first start out, because it's very hard to network and get into there, and you're a little fish in this giant pond. So while I tried that in the beginning, I felt that really wasn't for me. And then I transitioned into doing gaming advice, gaming videos. And that's when the channel kind of took off. And with the help of various people in the community, like Jeff, who was one of my gaming group buddies, he helped push things along, helped advertise. And he's been helping me along, so I owe him quite a bit. There's a couple other people like Eric Tankar who has helped out quite a bit here and there by giving me little promotions or talking about it every once in a while, and he's a good fella too, so I appreciate it. If I'm missing someone else's name, I apologize, but I'm doing this podcast just to reinvigorate things, get things back on a roll, and I like to do something that's going to keep it about 5 to 10 minutes daily. Well, I don't even know if it's going to be daily, but I want to do what I feel is right, and if I do more than one release in a day, then it's going to be more than one release. If I only do a release once every couple of days, then at least that's something. But this podcast generally is just my thoughts on things. So YouTube is one of those things that it's a great thing, and sometimes it's also one of those things that can run your life, because you get obsessed with, you know, doing a video, and then you got to get a video out because you have a bunch of people that follow you, and then they get upset, and if they get upset, then they leave. So it's kind of like you need to really prepare, and you need to be on the ball, and I've been lacking that recently, and I admit that. So I need to get back to a reliability as far as podcasting and YouTubing so that people that do enjoy the content that I provide will be like, oh, cool, it's another Vince video. Yay. Or another Vince podcast. Yay. Once I get back to that state, I think everything will be good, and people will, you know, start looking forward to the things I do again, and like it was when I did RFI for all those years. Yeah, I did have my opinions on Roll for Initiative all those years, and sometimes I was very grumpy. Yeah, but that's just the way I am. I'm one of those type of hard-headed asshole New Yorkers, so... And I have my opinions. If I don't like something, I don't like something. At least I'm not going to shill out there like some other people. No names, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but there are a bunch of shills in the community that will basically say whatever they can to get money for their podcast or get free items for their podcast or for their life. I am not like that. I do not shill at all. I will review something if I like it. If someone comes to me and says, hey, Vince, I want you to, and this is what we did on RFI all the time. They said, hey, we want you to review something. Where can I send you a copy? I would say, send me a PDF copy of it with a watermark on it that says review only. And that's what most people did. They were kind of shocked at that, but they did. But I know quite a few people that are like, only send me hardcover or soft covered print books so I could review it for you. I don't like PDFs. Not like that. I will never do anything like that to any author out there that's trying to put their book out there or something, because I feel that that book that they're sending to me, while it probably will help them, I guess, in the overall long run, because it's helping promote the book, but I feel that it's taking away from the author and doesn't provide him anything. Well, I mean, it provides my review and provides possible sales for him, but I always feel bad about taking an author's stock, even though it's print on demand or whatever. I just feel that that should be for people that want to buy it. If he wants to give me a review copy, I will take a review copy with the words review copy on it. So yeah, that's basically how I roll. I'm not an attention person like that. I don't like dealing with stuff like that. I just want the PDF. I'll review it. And if I feel it's good, then I will do a review on it. If I don't feel it's good, I'll even tell the author I'm not really interested. And that's why I do like the PDF review copy, because it doesn't put me in that boat of, oh, now I have to do a review because I got a free copy. If it's a PDF review watermark thing, I can be like, no, I don't like this, and then not do a review and tell the author, I apologize, I don't think I could do a review on this. And generally, that has worked well for me, and people have appreciated the feedback and appreciated me telling them my thoughts, but not out and open and negatively. I will tell them on the side in a private message. But that's just me, and that's just the update for the Evil DM podcast. More to come probably this week as I get things going back up again and try to get back into the podcast groove and the ability to talk again. Well, I do it all the time for work, so sometimes it's hard for me to want to sit here in front of a microphone and do that. But if I can play stupid games on Twitch every day, I can do this for 5 to 10 minutes and just talk to people out there. And if you listen, great. If you don't, you don't. With that said, keep it original, keep it old school, and good night for the Evil Dungeon Master podcast.